This is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. And on the program today, second half, I'll be talking with three performers who will be participating in the Advent Recital Series at University Place Christian Church in Champaign. The series started last week, and there's a couple of more to come, featuring organists Richard Hurdle and pianist Samir Golescu, and also singer Dee Breeding, all of them giving us a bit of a preview on today's program. First up, though, is Amasong, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. They're giving their winter concert this weekend, twice, Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at McKinley Presbyterian Church in Champaign. And we have a representative group from the chorus to give us a live preview on the first part of our show. It's Live and Local. Stay with us. Was Amasong, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus under the direction of Megan Johnson-Smith from their CD called Bridges of Song, and just called Mouth Music here, traditional Irish as arranged by Dolores Keane and John Faulkner. And if you wondered what they were singing at the beginning, it says right here, nonsense syllables, at least for the horo, hara, hala, lala, ba, 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 all that business that I can't even, if I practiced a lot, which you guys obviously did, you can get it down there, but and then other things about dancing to your shadow, and which is sort of an appropriate sentiment for their winter concert, which is coming up this weekend, twice, Saturday and Sunday, at McKinley Presbyterian Church. They're calling it The Spirit Is Moved, a winter celebration of music and dance. So I really want to know how many of you will be dancing.
Every single one of them.
Every single one. Some didn't raise their hand, so they're shy about it. That was actually meant to be a facetious question because I just kind of assumed there would be other dancers, but
well, there are other dancers, but
Everybody is moving. Maybe not doing choreographed dancing, but everybody's moving.
Okay. Well, all right. That's fair enough. So that's the spirit is moved, and so are their bodies to a degree.
Yes.
Right. This is Megan Johnson-Smith. She is the director of Amasong, and I counted earlier about 14 folks in here to give a preview. The chorus is what, 40-some?
Yeah, like 45, 50, somewhere in there.
Yeah. So good representation. We're going to hear a little live music coming up. Is this the first music and dance program you've advertised that way? And then how did dance get snuck onto it?
In my tenure, it's the first one. Anyone who's been here longer, there's never been another dance program. Well, so I have been collecting songs that have dance or movement components for a really long time, and there is one member of the choir who used to jokingly tell me that she would drop out if there was ever choreography. Now, she has not done that. She is completely in support of this concert and is doing everything, and I'm totally thrilled with that.
Is she here right now?
No, she's not here right now. But everybody knows who it is. The thing is that in many cultures, music and dance are not seen as the separate art forms that they are in Western dance and Western music. For example, there's a song that we're doing from South Africa that we're told if you don't do the dance movements, it's like singing a song without its accompaniment. You know, so it's not the complete piece if you aren't doing the movements as well as the singing. So it's been a really fun, I think, exploration of what does it mean to use our whole body as well as our voice to make music. And it's, you know, been pushing people's boundaries just a little bit, which is, I hope, fun. I hope fun.
So since everybody knows who this other person is, we don't have to say who this other person is. But why did she say that?
I think they're in, you know, the sort of show choir tradition of like jazz hands and like, you know, singing sort of pop songs. And I think that was the kind of music that she was opposed to and did not want to do that type of choreography. I think she has no problem whatsoever with doing the folk dance movements and those kinds of things. So we hope.
So no show choir.
No show choir.
Yet.
No show choir. Probably never with Amasong, but I shouldn't say never, you know?
You never know. That's right.
Somebody
would have said never have dance on the program. But you do have some dancers.
Yes, we're having some wonderful guest dancers. We're having a wonderful Bharatanatyam dancer, which is South Indian classical dance. And we are being joined by the Illini Folk Dance Society, which should be really fun. Some members of the choir are dancing. Oh, and we're going to have a special tango dance that you will see some tango on our concert.
Of course, the trick about having a radio preview is kind of hard to convey the dance part unless you all are going to stomp around on this noisy floor.
There is one song that involves stamping, but we're not going to do that one today.
No, that would come across especially badly because mostly what you would do is jolt the microphone.
Yeah, that'd probably be bad.
And the sound of that would just be not positive. Well, what did you bring?
We have two songs. We have a Ghanaian song and a Serbian song. What do you want to hear first?
Ghanaian is as in from Ghana?
From Ghana, yes.
Well, let's start with that.
All right. This is a traditional Ghanaian song. And let me get my translation here. There is a style of dance and music called bobobo, which is a traditional Ghanaian art form that mixes traditional musical ideas and traditional dancing with Christian and sort of other imported ideas. And so this song has one verse that is saying, "Let us pray, sing in praise of God, alleluia." The second verse says, "The day I die, I will go with you to the site of the beautiful grave and sing a song, my love, goodbye." And in between that, we're singing the word alleluia. And this comes in the middle, actually the beginning of a set of songs about dancing through grief. We find in many cultures that there are grieving dance songs to celebrate the life of the beloved person who has died. So this is Ghana Alleluia, and we're going to have a soloist, Jerry Lake.
And these are members of Amasong. I hasten to say members because it's maybe a third of the choir or so, maybe a little less than that.
And I'll also introduce this instrument that I'm going to be playing. It's a talking drum, a Ghanaian talking drum. It has chords on the side so that it has a low tone, which then can be squeezed to make a high tone, a low tone and a high tone. So that's what you're going to be hearing.
And you're hitting it with this kind of curved stick.
Yeah, sort of curved beater made out of wood.
Almost looks like a slingshot.
I wouldn't try and use it for that. Well, hopefully it won't happen. All right, here we go.
Music from Ghana, sung by members of Amasong, and featuring the director, Megan Smith, on the talking drum. And reintroduce your soloist, please.
This is Jerry Lake.
Jerry Lake. Jerry, have you been in the group for a while?
No, this is my first semester.
I knew I had not seen you here before, and so I didn't know if you'd been in the big group. So, well, welcome to Amasong. As if I'm the guy who should say that. Are others of you new to the group? Currently, one, two, three. And how many of you are new to the radio show? Another few. Yeah. Well, Terry Morrow, you haven't been on here before. How about that? Okay. Well, I thought it seemed like mostly a new group, at least in this studio. You sound good.
Thank you.
And I'm always interested about the acquisition of language that you have to sort of do in rapid fire fashion with this group, because you do so many different ones. Do you have language coaches come in for any of these things?
Occasionally, we will have a native speaker or someone who's very familiar with a language come in and just sort of work through the text with us on a given song. But sometimes we use recordings. Other times, I do the best I can to sort of get the authentic sounds in my ear and help the chorus get there to the approximate authentic sounds.
So what did you do for this one?
Well, I actually had the privilege of learning this song from Kathy Armstrong, who is the arranger, who has traveled to Ghana and studied the Bobobo and the Ewe music that's in the language is called Ewe. And so I was fortunate to learn it from someone who knew what they were saying.
Yeah, that language is always so tricky, because I find in coaching as a director myself, language is the hardest part is getting American singers to not do diphthongs and not do all the things we naturally like. If you're going to do an e vowel, mm-hmm. we always want to go a.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, as you said, with ewe, I assume there isn't one, and you didn't do one.
Not exactly the same,
but
yeah.
it's maybe a different one.
Yeah,
who knows?
Possible. Yeah, we work a lot on that, on how to make a Serbian song sound like it's sung in Serbia, and how do we make a Ghanaian song like it's sung in Ghana. You know, we want to be as true to the languages and as true to the people who created the music as we can.
And of course, you know, if you're not used to the language, then you don't even catch some of the nuances. I remember getting working with a group where we had somebody come in and was coaching us on Hebrew, and the oo vowel, I was saying, now do you want oo or do you want oo? And he said, what's the difference?
Mm. Yeah, we run into that too.
I thought, well, it's an enormous difference, and you didn't hear the difference. So I thought, well, if you don't hear the difference, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So how many of you find this sort of thing especially challenging aspect of this of being in the group? You don't necessarily have to raise your hand and say, yes, me, but maybe I should just ask it as a different question. What do you find challenging about it?
Memorizing.
Memorizing.
Yeah.
Who said that?
I said that.
Heidi Weatherford.
I'm lazy at heart.
Oh, is that how that
No,
goes,
it's just
huh?
Actually, some of us don't have the same kind of memory retention, but we do it.
Well,
we do whatever practice. Megan asks us to do.
Well, and in English, you can at least latch on to the fact that you know what the words mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then that helps in memorization. But if you're just memorizing to a degree a series of syllables,
the music helps. Placing the sounds of the words with the music, it helps to memorize them.
Mm-hmm. And Megan is always very good about teaching us what the songs actually mean, so that we're not just singing syllables. We try to infuse it with a lot of the spirit of the words.
Do you have... I'm suddenly imagining one of these PowerPoint presentations with the bouncing ball and this word means that. But do you coach them on this word means that, this word means that?
So. As much as I can. Sometimes we don't have the benefit of a native speaker to tell us exactly, you know, this word means exactly this in English. So we do the best we can to match it up. But, as often as possible.
What's the balance of, I should retell why you all are here to our listeners here. Amasong giving its winter concert this weekend, Saturday night at 7:30, and then a repeat Sunday at 4 at McKinley Presbyterian Church on South 5th Street in Champaign. And I assume that your tradition continues here where there's a suggested donation.
Yes.
Of give more if you can, less if you can.
Yes.
And I've always liked that about that pricing structure, although, and maybe this is part of it too, if you go in, I feel guilty if I don't give more, then maybe they will.
We're not trying to guilt anyone into anything. No. We're just trying to make it accessible.
Yeah, well, I think I'm sure you succeed, but that nonetheless, some probably will feel that way, and it might work to your advantage.
Hey, that's fine.
Yeah, that's okay. What's the balance on this program, since you're calling it a winter celebration of music and dance, between the choral singing and the dance versus singing with dance?
I think I understand your question. I'm
just curious about the proportions. How much are you guys singing alone? How much is being danced separately? How much are you?
We are dancing. We are singing all but one piece.
Okay.
So there is a solo piano piece being played by Rachel Jensen that will have a tango duet accompanying that, or she's accompanying the tango. I'm not exactly sure how you would phrase that. The rest we're singing. We're having the South Indian classical dancer accompany us on Tilana for Women's Voices by Jan Gilbert, who is maybe not a native of Champaign-Urbana, but she went to the University of Illinois and is now teaching in Minnesota and will be back for the Saturday night concert to hear our performance. So we're looking forward to that. Other than that, there are, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, six pieces that have a large movement component. The rest have no official movement happening, but hopefully we won't be standing stock still.
No, I don't think that doesn't usually happen at your concerts. And is the audience encouraged to participate
yes,
in any of this movement?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If someone is so moved by the music that they want to get up and dance, go ahead.
And this does happen.
Yeah.
At great. Song concerts.
It's great.
For sure. All right. We had something from Ghana, and mm-hmm. what was your second
this
offering?
This is Ida Jano from Serbia, and this one we will have the guests of the Illini Folk Dance Society dancing with us. It was actually a really fun coincidence. We sang this piece at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival at our song circle, and one of the people in the audience said, "Oh, I know this dance," and got up and started leading people through the dance, and it was amazing. So now we've gotten some of those dancers to come in and perform with us. So Ajde Jano is a dancing song from Serbia, and it has this really great text. It says, "Come on, Jane, let's dance the kolo." The kolo is a round circle dance. "Come on, Jane, come on, my love, let's dance the kolo. Come on, Jane, let's sell the horse. Come on, let's dance. Come on, Jane, let's sell the house. Come on, let's dance. We'll sell them just so we can dance." So we're saying, put everything else aside. Let's just dance. Let's put everything else away so we can dance.
In other words, just people are crazy.
They just like dancing.
Ajdejano kolo da igramo, ajdejano, ajdejano, ajde dušo kolo da igramo, ajdejano, ajde dušo kolo da
from Serbia, sung by members of Amasong here on Live and Local in the direction of Megan Smith, and going to be performed with the full 50 or so member group on Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at McKinley Presbyterian Church in Champaign, which has been the longtime home, with very, very few exceptions, of Amasong since the group got started in 1990? Long time ago.
Yeah. 20 years plus.
20 years plus, and you've been now with the group.
This is my sixth year.
Six years. I lost track. Well, y'all sound wonderful.
Well, thank you.
And I would think that people would be stimulated by the combination of music and dance, and it's always stimulating the programs that you put together. So where do you find songs like this? I mean, these are, I'm guessing, are not in your average choral collection.
I really enjoy finding things out of recordings or out of songbooks. There are a lot of groups now that, for example, Kitka, which is an Eastern European women's vocal ensemble, puts out a songbook every so often that includes many of their pieces. There's a wonderful songbook, the Laduvane songbook, which is all Eastern European as well. And we're singing some Georgian music out of a collection by Northern Harmony, which is a collection of Georgian traditional music from the Black Sea area. So, and another songbook has music from South Africa. So I think there are a lot of resources for the choral director who is willing to reach outside of the standard, you know, ordering octavos for your singers, looking in songbooks, finding things on recordings, transcribing them, writing to ensembles and saying, I love this song. May we have your arrangement? And, you know, we were able to get one of our pieces, Danse ikke grotono, which is Norwegian, sung by Trio Medieval. Sorry, I was in the wrong language there for a second. They just published this piece, and so we were able to get their arrangement.
Yeah, I was assuming that it would involve a lot of writing to people for things that are not readily found.
Mm-hmm.
If you see something in a recording, I mean, I've certainly gotten in trouble trying to program things before that I thought, well, it's been recorded, surely I can get hold of it. Oops.
Sometimes it doesn't
Sometimes
happen.
Sometimes you can't, yeah, or at least not in a timely fashion.
Right.
In which case, then, you can't do those pieces.
But at the same time, for choral conductors who don't have that opportunity or don't have the time, our songs Hamish Asar, Kunktisimus, The Panda Chant by Meredith Monk, the Ghana Alleluia, the Tilana for Women's Voices, and Inoria, that's about half of our program, is standard, published, you know, get it in octavo form and look at it in your choir.
And so how many of you read music? If you're ever in here? Everybody. Because I know not everybody does.
Right.
In the group.
Yeah. Yeah, we make it a very key part of our mission that women without choral experience can be brought into the ensemble and sort of learn to sing in a choir, can learn to sing together even if they don't have the same music reading abilities as somebody who sung in a choir for a long time.
Well, obviously, there are plenty of women that the others can lean on, as
yes.
you guys just demonstrated.
That's what's great about a choir.
Yeah. Emma Song, Champaign-Urbana's premier lesbian feminist chorus. Concerts this weekend. For more information, go to emmasong.org. I kept trying to type in emmasong.com, and it kept kicking me over to Amazon, which is not what I was after, but emmasong.org, in case so you don't run into that same issue. Have a wonderful concert.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our program today on Live and Local is made possible with support from Columbia Street Roastery, offering over 30 varieties and blends of whole bean or ground coffee at 24 East Columbia in Champaign. Coffee, tea, and chai are available from their retail store in local restaurants and through Columbia Street Roastery's coffee service. More information is available at 352-9713. If you've perhaps discovered a new musical performer like Emma Song, like others that you've heard on Live and Local, maybe you've also relaxed while listening to our evening concert, which is 7 o'clock every weeknight, or had other experiences here on the station that have engaged your mind and satisfied you in some way, then you know that WYLL is committed to providing you with a variety of classical and other kinds of music. Your additional gift during this end-of-year time will help us continue to offer inspiring musical performance, whether live, such as on this program, or recorded, such as comes from the Friends of WYLL Library. Contribute online at willpledge.org. It's willpledge.org. Among the other performances you can go see and hear live is on Friday at noon this week and next for some Advent concerts, a couple of Advent concerts at University Place Christian Church in Champaign. This week will be an organ recital by Richard Hertel, which will also involve at least one vocalist. And next week, a piano recital by Samir Golescu. And both Richard and Samir and the vocalist will be with us on our show in a matter of minutes for a little bit of a preview for those programs. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Stay tuned. We heard some excerpts from the Concerto No. 3 for organ and instruments, Opus 4 by George Frederick Handel, Simon Preston, the organist, with the English concert led by Trevor Pinnock. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9 are programs made possible with support from the Courier Cafe, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. Whether it's almond French toast for breakfast, garden fresh salads, and homemade soups for lunch, or burgers and hand-dipped shakes for dinner, the Courier Cafe in downtown Urbana has been offering fresh choices for 30 years. On Fridays, starting last Friday and continuing the next two Fridays at University Place Christian Church in Champaign, it's an Advent concert series at noon each day. So two left this week and next. This week features organist Richard Hertel and also mezzo-soprano Dee Breeding. And then next week features pianist, who happens also to be the organist at the church, is Samir Golescu. And all three musicians are with us on our show right now for the rest of the program. Thank you all very much for coming in.
Glad to be here.
For WILL staff members and others, you may recognize Dick Hertel's name because Dick worked here for a long time as our what we call our traffic coordinator, getting things scheduled for what announcements happen when and all other kinds of things that go on here. And Dee Breeding still is at the station, was for a long time the receptionist for radio anyway, and now is our one and only human resources person. And Samir has never worked here, but has been in our community for a long time now. Are you still working on your doctorate, or have you finished it?
Yes, I'm still in my PhD program, yes.
Still working on in piano performance.
Yes.
Samir Golescu. And so, you're at the piano first. You happen to be sitting there at the moment. I know your recital next Friday at noon has a nicely varied program, including some music by Enescu and also Rachmaninoff and Borodin. Is that the other?
That is correct.
And I know we got a mix of a couple of recordings, including one of your own, but you're at the keyboard. Why don't you give us a little bit of an idea of what's the theme of your program, because I know you have one, and then something live for us.
The recital will be on December 16th at 12 o'clock, as you said. It's an Advent recital, so I tried to put together a selection of piano works inspired by the sound of bells and chimes. Some obvious choices come to mind, like Rachmaninoff's famous prelude in C-sharp minor, but there are some works a little less known, some by Enescu, some by Borodin, and of course also something in the middle, so well-known but not as much of a popular song as the Rachmaninoff, something like the La Cathédrale Engloutie by Debussy. As long as I'm at the piano, do you want me to try a little Rachmaninoff? Okay.
Yes, our electronic Steinway here, so to speak.
Okay. Oh, it sounds good. If it's too long, you can stop me anytime. Thank you.
C-sharp minor prelude of Sergei Rachmaninoff. Do we know that that he was indeed inspired by bells in creating that piece?
Absolutely. Rachmaninoff, the theme of bells appears actually throughout Rachmaninoff's creation. He even has a work entitled the Bells, and basically the memory from his childhood of Russian Orthodox Church bells was deeply engraved in his emotional memory, I would say.
And Samir Golescu played for us live here on in our studio on Live and Local, and he'll be playing that piece and several others at an Advent concert on Friday the 16th at noon at University Place Christian Church. It's a free program. The church considers it a bit of a gift to the community. And I know there's, I should gather a little bit more information, because I know there's at least one other recital series for Advent that goes on typically in our community at First Methodist Church in Champaign.
Right, and those are on Wednesdays,
Wednesdays
at noon. So we've missed two of them now, I would think. There'll be one more. Ray Wiggs is the organist there, and he's playing one of them. Michael Fisher is playing one of them. And John, I can't remember. There's one other. So, but their series has focused on organists. When we copied them, which is we stole their idea, but we did it. We're doing it on Friday rather than Wednesday, so as to not compete. And when I proposed doing a recital to our pastor 3.5 years ago, or whenever it was, he said, "Well, let's do what we can provide as a church." So one concert was the soloists from the church choir, and one was me on the organ, and then, of course, Samir is such a fabulous pianist, so we put together three that way, and so this is the fourth year we've done that.
So you say one was with you at the organ, but in fact it's going to be this Friday, so that hasn't happened yet. You're talking about from last
I'm talking
year.
About the First Methodist series. Theirs is on Wednesday.
Right.
All right. So, no, we have not had our second one yet. That will be Friday. That will be me.
And me is Richard Hurdle, who is, I mean, I know you as a singer and voice teacher. You have quite a large voice studio. I didn't know you were an organist also.
Well, that was one of the opportunities that came along when I retired from WILL in the year 2000. I then had time to practice and take lessons, and I've been studying with Judy Webb. She has her doctorate, DMA in organ from the U of I. And I had only studied organ for 1 year as an undergraduate because my focus was singing and teaching voice, and I had always wanted to go back to it. So having the time made it just a wonderful opportunity, and knowing someone as good as Judy Webb, not only as an organist but as a teacher, it was a natural for me. And I had this wonderful instrument at University Place Church. It's a 54 rank Reuter organ, which was refurbished by Buzzard in 2002 or 3, I think. So it has all new solid state console pedals, the whole thing, and they also refurbished a lot of the pipe work, which was very necessary at that point. So we have quite a nice instrument, and I feel it's a privilege for me to be able to practice there and to play once in a while when Samir is gone. I get to play for a service. But at my age, I don't want to have a job where I have to play every Sunday. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to take time to really polish works and not be forced to have something ready every week. So it's a perfect situation for me.
Sure. And all these Advent noon concerts are relatively short, so this isn't a large commitment of time if somebody wants to get out during
their lunch break. And we provide lunch at 12:30.
I forgot to mention that. That's right. There's a little bit of food to be had as well. Your concert, Dick, on Friday, has some things that seem not to have been recorded, so we don't have samples here, and you have declined to do a couple of them on our electronic organ-like instrument, but
there's no pedal board.
There's no pedal board. That's right. There's pedals, but no, but you don't make notes. But you've also brought in one of the singers from the choir, who's also, I believe, a student of yours.
Well, actually, she's not a member of our choir, but she is a student of mine.
And you sing at one of those competing churches at Wesley, right?
Yes, I've been kind of on sabbatical from the choir, but yes, I normally sing at Wesley United Methodist Church in Urbana.
That's debreeding. What do you guys have concocted for us today?
Well,
it'll be on the program.
Because the theme is Advent, I try to include Advent music as well as some Christmas music. Obviously, it's hard to distinguish sometimes. But one of my favorites is O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, and I have this arrangement by Patrick Liebergen, which I really like. And it was written for piano and optional flute. But see, on the organ, you can register the flute part on a separate manual, and you can get a really lovely effect. And so I've adapted it to the organ, and Dee has agreed to sing it. So we can do it for you if you want.
Sure, that would be great. So sort of going back to the piano original here for this, so you won't hear the flute part, but you will hear the voice and Richard Hurrell, the piano. Use imagination for the flute and other colorations provided by organs. That is a nice arrangement. Patrick Liebergen, arrangement of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, sung by Dee Breeding, and played at the piano by Richard Hurrell. He will actually do the accompaniment on the organ at the recital at noon on Friday at University Place Christian Church, their Advent concert series, and his concert also including a Polish carol, which the audience will get to sing, and before some variations by David Lasky, and then also music by Gustav Holst that Dee will sing, and of Paul Mons on that program as well. Wanted to give you a few other events you can go out, see, and hear live in our listening area. Tonight at the Krannert Center in Urbana, the Pacifica Quartet continues its cycle of the Beethoven quartets. They're doing all of those this season. Krannert Center tonight at 7:30. At the First Baptist Church in, well, I'm sorry, that was a noon concert, and that's already over. Never mind about that. The Central Illinois Jazz Orchestra will play at the Fieldhouse Bar and Grill in Peoria. That's this evening at 7 o'clock. Kilbourne Alley Blues Band is at D.R. Diggers in Champaign tonight at 9 o'clock. It's the Eastern Illinois University Faculty Brass Quintet playing in the Doudna Fine Arts Center in Charleston tonight at 7 o'clock. And tomorrow, Solstice, a concert of dance at the Albert Taylor Theater at Millikan University in Decatur. That runs Thursday through Saturday. Many other concerts, of course, this time of year as well. And check your local listings for those, and we'll try to get some more in on tomorrow's program and on Fridays. We have support for our program today from Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features Nick Bland with wines from his new company's portfolio, including a Syrah, Prosecco, and a Champagne, followed by live music from 7 to 9 by Ken Smith and friends. This is 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR and Classical Music for Central Illinois, WYLL, a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We wanted to go out with one more piece that will be on Samir Gulescu's program at University Place Church next Friday at noon, and this we're going to hear Samir playing, but this was actually from a previous performance you gave.
It is a live performance I had at Krannert some time ago. It's a piece is Enescu's Toccata, which was written under the motto Le Cloche Sonore, the sound bells. And it was written when Enescu was only 21.
Oh, wow. So talented fellow, as we'll hear, and a talented fellow at the piano as well, Samir Gulescu. You can hear it played live at University Place Christian Church next Friday. For information on these programs and other things going on at the church, visit uniplace.org. And this is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly.